You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 13th, 2022, and an overwhelming percentage of voters in Senate battleground states apparently dissatisfied with the direction of the nation after nearly 2 years of Democrats controlling the White House, both branches of the government. I should say the Congress, not obviously the Supreme Court. At the third branch of the government. According to the civics polling, the latest one out, states sampled are Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, all good battleground states. And in those, 69% appear to be headed to Republican in Nevada, 70% in Arizona, Georgia 68%, New Hampshire 60%, North Carolina 66%, Ohio 70%, Pennsylvania 66%, and only an average of 23% of voters in other swing states say the nation is going the right direction. That would be in Nevada 23%, Arizona 23%, Georgia 22%. I mean, the numbers are just overwhelming. That suggests a red tsunami, but do not take it for granted. Make sure you're voting. The economy continues to be at the top of things. Inflation, according to a Fox poll, is occupying the concern of 89% of the electorate, 79% concerned about crime, abortion, 71%. Now, if you're a one-issue candidate and a one-issue voter, then you'll pick one of those and you'll stick with it regardless of what everything else is showing. But let's just talk about the economy for a moment. Harvard professor and economist and director of the National Economic Council, who served under President Barack Obama, Larry Summers, said, and he also served under Bill Clinton, there is a lot of momentum for inflation. And the numbers I see show that inflation's not really coming down very fast, if it's coming down at all. And it's way above the 2% target or any acceptable level. And folks, this is not going to turn around overnight. If you think you're suffering now, you're going to suffer more as we go forward. It's not going to happen overnight. It can't. And because of that, again, inflation is back up at the top of it. And speaking again of our fiscal trajectory right now, the CBO director stating that the fiscal trajectory of the U.S. is not sustainable right now. But he says we do have time to fix it. Well, you know how we fix it, of course, is time. And maybe deciding that we're going to make our country energy independent again. That might swing things around. But again, it can't be done overnight. We got into this mess over the last year and a half. Getting out of it in the next year and a half would be extremely difficult if we start today. And under this administration, we're not going to. We're not going to open up the Keystone Pipeline. We're not going to suddenly shut down the border to keep us from having to deal with that and the opioid crisis and the pressure on our communities and the inflation rates there. And we're not going to do anything to get oil and gas going so we're energy independent. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, Democrat, said that once we get out of this recession, you know what he suggests we need to do? Well, listen here. Listen here. Here's what Congressman Cleaver says. Once we get out of this recession, we need to smooth out our spending and try to deal with our deficits and our debt. Amen, sir. You're right. But the way this administration is doing, they're just giving away. In fact, coming up in the next hour, you're going to hear Congressman Crenshaw of Texas say the Democrats are trying to buy their way out. In other words, trying to buy their way out by buying your vote. Are you willing to sell your vote that cheaply? Get a little gimme, 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 gimme something. I'll give you a vote. Is that what you want? Democrats, according to a most recent poll by CBS News, are gaining on the Republicans' lead as the party's fight for control, or at least they were, but a recent poll shows now it's shifting again. According to CBS, Republicans' House lead stabilizing at 224 seats to the Democrats' 211 control of the House. And it's made very clear to Democrats, if we get control of the House, we're going to be impeaching people, beginning with Mayorkas for treason, for leaving our border wide open. About damn time. Stand by for more from Dr. Fate.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Wobble, wobble, roll the stone.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Was it a mistake in so many states and so many localities to see schools closed as long as they were?
I think in some cases, I don't want to use the word mistake, John, because if I do, it gets taken out of the context that you're asking me the question on.
Did we pay too high a price?
Yeah, I would say that what we should realize and have realized that there will be deleterious collateral consequences when you do something like that. This idea that this virus doesn't afflict children is not so. It does. We've lost close to 1,500 kids so far.
But much less than the older population, obviously.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But you shouldn't discount that it does afflict children.
That was Dr. Fake in a recent interview talking about, we all kind of knew we might have affect children if we held them into Zoom video conferences and not actually able to go to school. And when they did go to school, they had to be fully masked and couldn't really communicate, couldn't see the teacher's lips moving, couldn't catch facial expressions. Every parent I know said this is going to harm our kids, and you were right. You did not have to be a behavioral scientist. You did not have to be a child specialist. You did not have to be a medical specialist. You just had to be someone with common sense and say, you mask children up for that period of time and you keep them out of their classrooms and no interactivity with other kids, their social patterns disrupted, their learning pattern disrupted, and teachers, some of them doing the best job they could under the situation, others just thinking, you know, we can use this. We can use this as a tool to get this and this and this before we go back to work. We had nothing to do with COVID. And Dr. Fake is, all right, I'll be nice. Because I made a mistake earlier. I don't know if you caught it. I'm going to admit to it. I think I said today's October 13th. Did I say October 13th, Quentin? You didn't catch it? Oh, well, forget it. I didn't say it. We'll wipe that part of the tape out if I did. I think I did for some reason. because I was kind of looking over some other stats and numbers, and my multitasking has slipped lately. I'll be honest about it. But when Dr. Fauci was talking about, well, we do have a lot of kids exposed in that danger. Yeah, they could get COVID, but it wasn't that going to be that big of a deal for them. Let me give you the CDC deaths. This is of October 12, 2022, over this one period of time here. And it's not clear to me on this stat as to how far back it goes, but just in this one time frame, so it must be limited, COVID deaths, 1,058,000. Now, that's total. And any death is a loss to that family. And I personally know because I had a very close relative die early in the COVID outbreak. Perfect health, young guy, had not gotten the vaccine, so he can't contribute to the vaccine. But out of the 1 million that I broke out, those ages 0 to 4 who died of COVID, and they may or may not had underlying circumstances, this doesn't make this all clear, 554. Again, 554 children dying, that's a tragic loss for that family and the siblings and everyone else. If you look at age 5 to 18, 936. And again, it's a loss, and it may or may not have had some underlying health conditions for those children. The total deaths, as I said, in this one period of time showed 1,058,000 total, and children 0 to age 18, 1,490. Just about, you know, a fraction of the 1 million. And in fact, looking at a bigger picture, which I've got here in front of us, an overall child mortality rate of two per million across the entire population equates to child mortality from COVID 0.0002%. That's right off the CDC site. An overall child mortality rate of 2 per million would equate to 0.0002% across the entire population. The findings did emphasize the importance of underlying comorbidities as the main risk factor for death in children and young people. 76% of the kids who died had chronic health conditions, 64% had multiple comorbidities, and 60% had life-limiting conditions. So they weren't in good health to start with. Still, it's a loss, and it's a painful loss. But Dr. Fauci would dare sit there and say, you know, I was never for that. I was never for closing schools. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad. It's going to affect these kids. Let's pick up this interview again he was doing with ABC, where he expands on admitting, yeah, this was going to have some repercussions and affect children. But keep in mind, COVID afflicts children. And then we have this.
This idea that this virus doesn't afflict children is not so. It does. We've lost close to 1,500 kids so far.
But much less than the older population, obviously.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But you shouldn't discount that it does afflict children. So it isn't without consequences. If you go back, and I ask anybody to go back over the number of times that I've said we've got to do everything we can to keep the schools open, no one plays that clip. They always come back and say Fauci was responsible for closing schools. I had nothing to do.
I mean,
let's get down to the facts.
I had nothing to do. Nothing to do. Well, now, since he invited us to go back, let's go back. But before we talk about the schools, let's go back about the other things Dr. Fauci told us. One, you don't need to worry about this Wuhan virus or whatever Trump was calling it at the time coming out of China. Not going to be a big deal for us. Okay, it's coming to our shores, but you don't need to worry about it. You don't need any mask. It won't do any good. And then later admitting, well, I said that because we were short of personal protective gear for first responders, so we had to keep it for them. In other words, he lied to the public to keep them from snapping up all the masks, which it was on his watch, and Rochelle Walensky for years that they were, should have been preparing for such an event, and they didn't have enough already prepared. Strike one. Then he said, okay, you're going to need a mask, but you'll be okay. Oh, you might need two masks. Oh, maybe, I tell you what, if you get the vaccine, you'll be okay. You won't need the mask at all. Strike two. Yes, you did. You did. And then, well, once you get the vaccine, you won't ever get a, yes, strike three. You had to get a booster shot. And there lies another story. But let me go back to Dr. Fake. And when he said, I never said close the schools. I never said. This was an interview done just this last week. Now, I want to take you back since he said, look at the tape. They always ignore, you know, that I said you don't have to or anything. Well, I'm sure he said that a few times. But yes, he said, and on more than one occasion, what you're going to hear that he said on March 2020.
So clearly, in certain circumstances, particularly in areas where there's community spread, the schools should be closed. So clearly, in certain circumstances, particularly in areas where there's community spread, the schools should be closed.
Well, so he did say it, didn't he? Now, we had it butted back to back. So to that extent, took it out of context, but yes, we played it back to back. So you made sure you heard him say it. Clearly, the schools should be closed. And what area was not being under various restrictions at that time? He wants to say, oh, well, only in those areas where they had the whole nation. We had a whole lockdown of the nation. You know that. I know that. He knows it. But I guess he thinks you won't remember it. And then when you look at Dr. Fake Fauci, whatever you want to call him, and he's supposedly retiring sooner than later, and says it has nothing to do with politics. I'm just going to go at the end of this year. He's probably going to walk into some big consultant paying job and make all kinds of money above and beyond. And he's done very well with the federal government. He is the top paid member of the federal government at last check. And, of course, we still don't know, and those questions still need to be resolved. What kind of money was he making in working with the Wuhan lab and the Chinese? And what kind of money was he making with some of these chemical companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and they're all rushing to come in with the weapon we needed? Now, again, Trump initiated that. Of course, Biden says, well, we didn't have the vaccine until I became president. Sir, with all due respect, you got the vaccine before you became president, before you were sworn in. And so did the VP. And you got it because Trump told the pharmaceutical companies, fast track it. Cut out a lot of the red tape. Now, when you start doing that, you have to make sure that you're not cutting corners in for the safety of the public. And if you remember at the time, New York Governor Cuomo said, I'm not going to let any of that stuff into my state. You know, if it comes from Trump, it's not been tested properly. And then later he was begging. He was begging, hey, we want some. And Trump said, you only have so much go around, I guess you're going to be one of the last states. Of course, this is the same governor told nursing homes, you got to keep your patients if they come back from the hospital, they got COVID. In other words, give them a death sentence, put them in a death camp. Joe Concha, who was a correspondent for The Hill and is now a Fox News contributor, was asked his view of, what do you think about Dr. Fauci saying, I had nothing to do with closing schools. I did not mean. I'm above everything. Concha points out immediately the response.
Dr. Fauci is the ultimate narcissist. This is somebody who has done far too many interviews and never turns down an interview request, it seems, because he loves the sound of his own voice. And in the beginning, I was the first person to praise him over and over again. But then after a while, you saw this pattern of him just showing up on television and sharing his feelings on things instead of the data and the facts. And now he is seen, just like so many other folks, unfortunately, in the CDC and NIH, as political, as pushing a political agenda. And I didn't see him speaking up soon enough, particularly when my kids were in masks when they were in kindergarten, when it was clearly seen that it made no difference whether they were masked or not. and they should have been in schools far sooner than they were. Now we see the effects, unfortunately, of keeping kids out of school too long when it was seen clearly that that was the case. They should have been back in. Dr. Fauci needs to go and needs to stop being on television so much because, again, this is somebody who is more of a political pawn than anybody else.
Yeah, that's a fact. Now, let's talk about the new vaccines. We mentioned this earlier in the last hour in my interview with Dr. Lehman. If you missed that, by the way, remember, you can always get the podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. I strongly encourage you to listen to that because we talk not only about vaccines and that, but also the Hippocratic Oath that now some doctors-to-be are more concerned about being woke than being caring for the sick and healing those who need healing. Epic is reporting that the safety of millions of Americans are hinging on some data on some new vaccines coming out. Pay attention, please. Please hear this. This is not only for adults but kids. Pfizer has a new formation, and apparently there are no human trials. Now, we're way past having to rush things out as we were with Trump in the beginning. And even then, we had some human trials. This Pfizer new formulation apparently has no human trials. They tested it on, I think, maybe 8 mice, and the mice are okay. So now they want to give it to the general population? I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but if science and facts matter, I think I want more facts and science before I take it and or give it to my kids or your kids, and you should consider that as well. This is, again, just an effort by pharmaceutical companies. Push it in, jab it, keep it on, do it, give a booster, do it again. All right, coming up, we're going to take a break. We're going to look at a closer look at the Arizona governor's race and what it matters.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the valley of kings?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Let's look ahead,
Jana,
and let's talk about
Jana.
The 2022 election. Will you accept the results of your election, Ms. Lake?
I'm running against a twice convicted racist who cost the state taxpayers $3 million because of her hatred for people of color. She paid a woman of color in her office $30,000 less than men doing the same job. Last week, we learned she held a slave auction, a mock slave auction in high school. We saw her running from a black reporter, hiding in the bathroom from him. I'm not going to lose this election because
I'm going to talk to Katie Hobbs. I'm going to talk to Katie Hobbs right after we're done.
The people of Arizona will never elect a racist like Katie Hobbs.
My question is, will you accept the results of your election in November?
I'm going to win the election, and I will accept that result.
If you lose, will you accept that?
I'm going to win the election, and I will accept that result because the people of Arizona will never support and vote for a coward like Katie Hobbs who won't show up on a debate stage. She's single-handedly destroying a 20-year tradition of gubernatorial debates because of her cowardice. So I know already no momentum behind her. The polls are in our favor, and we're going to win this election. I'm 100% confident of that.
So she will accept those results. That was Dana Bash on CNN's State of the Union pressing Kerry Lake, Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Are you going to accept the results? Because the Democrats will tell you Kerry Lake is like Trump. She's an election denier, which is like Hillary Clinton's an election denier. And Stacey Abrams is an election denier. So she's trying to make that point. I don't know if it succeeded or not. But she also gave some hard questions to the challenger, the Democrat challenger for governor in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, specifically about a prime topic.
Let's talk about the issue of abortion. You said last week mm-hmm. that you support leaving the decision between a woman and her doctor and leaving politicians entirely out of it. So can you clarify, mm-hmm. do you support any legal limits on abortion in Arizona?
Look, the fact is right now that we are under an extreme 15-week ban that limits healthcare options for women who need them. There's the potential for a complete ban. Right now, that ban is in the courts, but under my opponent's administration, she would support a full ban. She's called this a great law. She doesn't support any exceptions
for rape
or incest. Look, when you're talking about late-term abortion, that is incredibly, extremely rare. And it's happening if that conversation is happening, it's because there's something that's gone incredibly wrong in the pregnancy. And politicians do not belong in that decision.
But what do you support? What should the limits be?
The decision about abortion should be between a patient and their doctor.
So there should be no limits in the law? It should only be decided in the medical office?
Government making these kind of mandates interferes with the care that doctors need to provide to their patients. They don't belong in these decisions.
The baby's also a patient. You do know that. The doctor knows that. If you question the doctor when they're delivering a baby, who's a patient here? Well, they're both patients. All right, so you can tell that Hobbs does not like that question because he's trying to dance around the top of the needle. Just the top of the pen, if that's your phrase. Just the same way that Kerry Lake was on accepting the results of the election. Some of the latest numbers are showing that the House seats are swinging more toward Republicans, and the Senate may also be in jeopardy for Democrats. Now, I wanted you to hear those two clips from the governor's race in Arizona. Neither one of them, of course, will have anything to do with Congress directly. But as they go, might well go the state, and we've got a Senate candidacy underway also in Arizona. And, of course, every congressional seat in Arizona. Here's where we're going with this. Former President Barack Obama just appeared on an item the other day that now I've been able to take a look at and see it. And he says that the Democrats, in a way, are really obsessed over the wrong things. Maybe that would be January 6th is one example. I want you to hear from the former president and his words when we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden costs. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You know, not being a buzzkill, right?
that's a lesson for the Democratic
Party. Yeah, and sometimes Democrats are, right? It's like, you know, sometimes people just want to not feel as if they are walking on eggshells. And they want some acknowledgement that life is messy and that all of us at any given moment can, say things the wrong way, make mistakes.
Those are the words of the former president, Barack Obama, on a program called Pod Save America. And the buzzkill he was talking about, pardon me, comes from the Democrats. He's pointing out that they're out of touch with what's really at stake here. I mean, they want to talk about the fascist that supposedly exist in the Nazis, that exist in the Republican Party, but the general public, Obama's acknowledging that's not their concern. They want to feel like the Democrats are just basically, you know, we're all going to be having a good time, the Democrats want to tell you, but then at the same time they turn around and go after the wrong targets. You want an example? Let's talk about the inflation issue for a moment. He's recognizing that how Republican candidates behave, be they like Donald Trump or not, is not the prime issue for folks right now. How much are they paying for gas, other utilities, gasoline, food, housing, rent, things of that nature, basics? Those are the things that are really pressing on them. And a Fox News poll showed that 87% are more concerned about that than even crime at 79%. So they're hitting on the wrong drums. And they want to know why they're driving voters into the arms of Republican and the red wave. And a civics polling group just out shows that voter dissatisfaction with Democrat rule is likely to produce a red wave come November 8th, the midterms just 24 days away. Now, of course, that's the official date for the election. There's a lot of absentee and pre-voting going on, and some that will probably show up later as well, the way things went last time. And in fact, DeSantis is getting a lot of noise down in Florida because he's trying to give those voters in that area more time to get their votes done and cast where they've been hardest hit. But it happens to be Republican counties. And so the Democrats are crying foul. But again, if you listen to Barack Obama, that's a buzzkill. Focus on what's the real issue here. You want another one? Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, Democrat of Virginia, was supposed to have a debate against her Republican challenger, but she decided to forego the debate, even though the challenger made all kinds of accommodations that she wanted. Decided, I'm not going to show up for the debate. I've got something more important. What was she doing? She was out campaigning with a Virginia state delegate who had just proposed felony charges for parents who do not affirm their child's stated gender identity. That's nonsensical. And any thinking Democrat has to look at that and say, that is a bomb. Get away from it. But here she's latching on to it. That's another buzzkill that Barack Obama just brought up. And then, of course, you got the defund the police. I saw the numbers. I don't have them here in front of me. That, again, Cori Bush, who was all about, you know, I got to have the money. What do you want to see? A black woman killed? I'm going to spend as much as I need. And at that time, she's spending $80,000. Now she's well above $200,000, $300,000 in private security for herself. And when it comes to inflation and how you're doing, well, that you're just going to have to suffer more. And in fact, the head of the Congressional Budget Office, the director, said the fiscal trajectory in the U.S. is not sustainable right now. But he says we do have time to fix it. Not anytime soon we don't. Not unless we open up Keystone Pipeline and we can actually get oil and gas rigs drilling today. And we can't do it today. And in fact, Harvard professor and head of the National Economic Council under Obama said there's a lot of momentum for inflation, and the numbers show inflation's not coming down very fast, if it's coming down at all. He's acknowledging there's another buzzkill for the Democrats. Then you get Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, Democrat, who's acknowledged, well, once we get out of the recession, we got a plan. Once we get out of the recession, you know what we're going to do? We're going to cut our spending, deal with our deficits and debt. Oh, yeah, right. Then you are. All of these things are the very things Obama says are buzzkills for the Democrats. And then you get to what Congressman Crenshaw of Texas said. The Democrats have reached a point. They will do anything to get your vote. And they are flat out trying to bribe you.
Their main philosophy is, look, we're going to buy your vote. What do you need? We will get it for you. Somebody else has victimized you, and we're going to pay you off. That's what Democrats say. They'll pay off your student loans. They'll give you free money, free checks. They've almost doubled food stamp spending just in the last couple of years as well. Medicaid rolls are through the roof as well. So they just want to pay you off. They think that's taking care of you. But that's not the American way. The American way is the government is there to create a structure in which you can thrive and live free. It really is that simple, and I think people are realizing that's what Republicans stand for. So if you're going to reduce inflation, you got to hit the supply side of things. You got to make it easier to build things. You've got to make it easier to produce things, not harder. Don't just flood the market with more and more money. That in itself is inflationary. So these guys are just totally out of touch. They don't understand basic economics, and they don't understand what the American spirit really is, which is we want to be free to work hard and prosper for ourselves and for our families.
But they don't want you to. They want everyone under their thumb. No more individual homes. You're not going to have your own home and your own lot. I mean, you'll be lucky to have your own car, but you're not going to be able to pay gasoline prices the way they're going. If you don't have an electric car, you're not going to get anything. That's their plan. Well, of course, it's not going to work. But again, to use the words of former President Obama, it's a buzz killer. Whatever Democrats, whatever they're trying to celebrate and say, look, 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 we got this going. And he says, well, then stop the buzzkill. They want things scarce. They want to do away with the working and middle class and make them the bottom class. Except for the elite. They get special privileges because they're who you are and you're not. And, of course, they're coming for our children. Same thing as to why Congresswoman Spanberger decided to skip a debate, and she's in a tight race up there, and she's not even going to bother debating because I'm going to go out and campaign with a Virginia State delegate who has proposed charges be filed against parents, felony charges, if they don't accept that Susie says, I want to be called Johnny and I'm a boy, and if the parent says, no, you're not, well, we'll file felony charges on you. Is that what you want? And, of course, as I mentioned in the preceding segment, we have some new COVID vaccines and boosters coming out. Because, after all, may we get everybody back under control with that. Not likely to get everybody conformed to restrictions and lockdowns. Although Governor Pritzker, your governor over there in Illinois, has already suggested we might bring back the mask mandates. It might be. We recommend you start wearing them. We're not in a mandate yet, but we're getting closer. And these new vaccines coming out, Pfizer's new formulation had no human trials. Now, this is not a rush job like Trump had to get done in the beginning. We've had plenty of time, and now they're going to come out with this new formula and no human trials, and apparently did it only with 8 mice. I'm waiting for a Pfizer reaction to that. I haven't seen one yet. And then you get Congresswoman Angie Craig in her own race, and she's trying to paint her challenger as a pawn of big oil and big pharma, but then she makes a statement that kind of blows up in her face. Listen to this.
I will never stop standing up for big pharma and standing against my constituents. I will never stop standing up for big pharma and standing against my constituents.
That's not really what she meant. And she didn't say it twice. We butted it together so you could hear it twice. But she said, I will never stop standing up for big pharma. Whoops. And standing against my constituents. That's not what they want to hear. Another buzzkill. Obama's nailed it. Democrats are a buzzkill all over the place. Coming up, the push for climate control. That means you've got to buy into everything we say. And climate, of course, is causing massive famine. So what's the best thing we should do? Don't give any food. In fact, waste or destroy food that could go to the hungry. Stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I don't have time to spend on it today, but I do want to share it with you. In fact, one of my listeners from Florida, I believe, Arthur, sent word that Chuck Grassley has just put out a statement that the FBI possesses significant, impactful, voluminous evidence of potential fraud and things of this nature involving potential criminality in Biden family business arrangements. That's the actual details, and that Grassley is now seeking records from the FBI related to Biden deals with foreign nationals and companies connected to the communist Chinese regime. We'll be spending a lot more time on that tomorrow. I'd also mentioned earlier about Cori Bush among the defund police types that is still pushing defund the police. Most of them had tried to walk away from it. They do not want to be associated with defund the police, but not Cori. And in fact, I told you that her spending on her campaign is way, way up there. Well, she's now nearing $500,000 in campaign cash for private security, while she's still paying or calling for police departments to be defunded. But $500,000 on her personal security? I'm going to say something here. This would be on the line of that. I may end up in the middle of a lawsuit. But I tend to think when we start looking at who she's paying and who's providing this security, you're going to find some very interesting ties and connections, maybe familial, and things of that nature that probably going to raise some very big questions. But it's all campaign money, and they can put it under the guise of protection. But who's getting the money? And if she had that many threats made against her, I mean, come on. And by the way, they had finally the first debate with, and I think it's going to be one of two, between Republican Herschel Walker against Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia on Friday. Walker repeatedly tied Warnock to President Joe Biden and warned viewers about Warnock's smooth talking because he's a pastor. Because they were all mocking Walker. He's a dumb hick who got a Heisman Trophy. Big deal. He'd been banged in the head too many times. Well, apparently he did a lot better and exceeding expectations. Now, some will say, well, the bar was set pretty low for him. Bottom line is, a lot of folks are leaving and thinking, you know, he did a pretty good job. They thought he would just fall apart, curl up in a fetal position, I guess, out there. Not likely for Herschel Walker. And, of course, they've got the personal issues on both of them. Let me jump to the story that I teased for you a moment ago. If I know you've seen, you have to have seen these pictures of these children in the Sahara, just drought-stricken areas, Zambia and so forth. They have virtually bits of grass and seed to chew on. Bodies are bloated, not because they're full, because they're malnourished and their body's all out of whack, and these kids are dying on a constant basis, and they're hungry, and they're all gaunt. The adults are gaunt, especially the moms, as they try to give whatever food they have to their babies, because they are like mothers everywhere. They care about their babies. Now, if you had several cartons of milk, what do you think would be a good use for that? How about giving some of that milk to these kids? No, that's not what they're doing. Climate activists are so fired up. Oh, we got to prove that we got to get rid of cattle, beef, and dairy because they emit so much emissions, farts, propane, whatever you want to call it. I mean, basically, that they're hurting our world. So you know what? A bunch of kids, and I say kids, they appear to be mostly kids in the United Kingdom. Over the weekend, they had milk pours. They went into various stores, grabbing milk cartons, opening them up, and splashing them all over the floor. I saw in the video, I saw probably 30 to 40 gallons of milk spilled on the floor. And I'm thinking, if you cared about climate change, wouldn't you say, not don't ruin this milk like this. Let's get it to the needy. I'm sure they got many needy in United Kingdom that could have used some of that milk. But they just pour it on the floor. Why? Well, because they are rich, privileged kids. Make no mistake about it. Oh, they might be from some of the poorer families. I don't know. But in their mind, they had the right to destroy not just property, but something of value and maybe life-saving for someone. To go in and claim the dairy industry is incredibly environmentally destructive. The world's top five meat and dairy corporations are now responsible for more emissions than Exxon, Shell, or BP. That's what they're claiming. Riddle me this. Do you know how many emissions? Do you know how many emissions Al Gore's jet and John Kerry's jet emit? You're going to have to pour out a lot more milk. What a waste of food. I know how many of you grew up and you were told by your parents, if you don't eat your food, some kid in China is starving. I never really understood. I mean, me eating everything on my plate, how's that going to help the kid in China? But the bottom line is, if you have a surplus, don't throw it away. Send it somewhere. That's why a lot of grocery stores now have for some time had relationships with church and food pantries. So things are, quote, outdated. They're still acceptable. They're not bad. They're not harmful. But they're gone past their sell date. So they turn them over to these pantries. These kids would take them and destroy all of it. So even poor people in a neighborhood wouldn't get it, much less those dying in the Sahara Desert and so forth. This is the idiocy that exists within the climate woke activists. They worship at that altar so much they are absolutely demonized, and they also have lost whatever bit of sense they might have had to begin with. As always, thank you for listening. Tell others, share the program. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.